Welcome to the Gen Z Cafe, welcome, everybody. We're doing gentlemen. Introductions now. We're trying to be fancy.
We're a little fancy.
So if you're listening or if you're watching, welcome to episode number 10 of the Gen Z Cafe. This was an incredible episode.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. One of our favorite episodes. So please tune in. What did we talk about?
We talked about our upcoming trip to Marseille.
We talked about how I... It's a funny story about how I abuse my tailor.
He literally abuses Taylor.
In Saudi Arabia for Eid.
We're also talking about Eid in Saudi Arabia, which we're really excited about.
Ramadan in general. This funny story of me and VR...
And much more.
Watch it. Bodybuilding, movie stars.
Everything you can imagine was spoken about in this episode.
Yeah.
There wasn't a topic left untouched.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Gen Z Cafe.
Gen Z Cafe.
We are back to the Gen Z Cafe.
Adnan,
how are you doing, man?
Do you notice anything different?
Oh my god, there's sunlight. Hello, viewer. Sorry, listener.
We do apologize to everybody listening.
Yeah, if you're not listening, you're missing out.
But the sun is out right now.
There's sun rays coming in. We're recording a podcast midday.
This is episode 10. We are halfway through. There is 10 episodes.
Hours of footage on the interwebs of me and you communicating.
Just speaking.
Exchanging sound waves.
Just conversating.
Processing them in our brains. We do zero prep for this, by the way.
But yeah.
It's so just the chemistry.
Sun is out. We usually record at night, literally like past 9 p.m.
Yeah.
This is the first time we were sitting. We'll talk about what we were doing in a bit. But we were just like, we're free for the next... at least hour. Why don't we just record the podcast now?
And it's beautiful.
And that's what the sun doing.
Is out. I got my Hawaiian shirt on. Summer is upon us.
I'm still in pajamas.
It's like good vibes all around, bro.
It is
favorite
good
time of the week. Okay. We were talking about Marseille.
How do you pronounce it?
Marseille.
Marseille. Marseille.
You have to give it a little
is
bit.
Is there a ra like Marseille?
Sure, we can add a ra.
Because they say Paris.
Marseille.
Yeah.
Marseille.
So there's a festival.
There's a festival, a Flam festival.
An Arab festival in Marseille, I'm so used to the pronunciation, that we're going to as a group, all of us. Mm-hmm. But me and Hussein, well, it was Hussein's idea. We're booking together.
Yeah.
And so pre-podcast, we were finishing all the bookings for like did we do hotel or Airbnb?
We did a hotel.
Hotel and the car rental and everything. Yeah. And I've never traveled with friends before.
You were saying that. So, like, to me, this is an honor. Like, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
We're going to rent a car. We're going
to road trip.
Road trip. It's only 2 hours away, but still driving in the French countryside.
I'm actually so excited, bro. This is insane.
Summer 2024. It's going to be legendary, inshallah.
We're fasting right now. That's actually insane. Fasting. We're doing a podcast while fasting.
But we're bringing good vibes.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
All my vibes are always the same.
Oh, really?
Like I don't know if you've noticed. I don't think I change while fasting.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you have good vibes all day, every day.
Oh, no. I just mean, like, I know people that, like, their energy is really down with fasting.
Yeah. It happens to me, but you bring out the best of me.
Yeah.
But Marseille, second largest city in France, fun fact.
Is that actually true?
Yeah.
Paris being the biggest.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like a super old city. It's been around since, like, BC.
We have a whole day to explore it.
So, 2 days, really. I mean, one day we're going to be busy with the festival.
But then this... Yeah.
A full day is a long time.
I know, 24 hours. But so the first day we land, we're going to do the festival and then we're going to probably not do too much after the festival because we're doing the 8 p.m. screening, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to come back and sleep. Yeah, maybe go out for like dinner afterwards. And then literally we're staying the 16th, the full day we have nothing.
And we have a car. Yeah.
Insanity, bro. The full day and then
man,
the next
traveling day is like okay. So there's three favorite things in my life ever to do on planet Earth. Ever.
I want to see if we have
one is acting. That's like the most fun. Can't relate, even though I'm an actor.
I love acting. It's just I wouldn't call it.
Bro, it's and this is obviously like aside from religion, it's just fun.
We're talking pure fun. Yeah, obviously religion.
Okay, and family and whatever. So that aside, acting. Two is martial arts. Like, that's like,
I can see that.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Like, jujitsu, I could do jujitsu for 10 years straight and not get bored.
I think just sports in general. I love sports. Because whether I'm like shadow boxing or doing dodgeball or volleyball, I'm always just, not a second where I'm not smiling. I'm having so much fun. But yeah, my answer might be sports. Yours could be.
And then third is travel. And travel might be tied with like martial arts because travel's so much fun.
I love traveling. I love
solo travel with friends. We've talked about this, dude. Our most watched episode is why travel is so important.
Is it actually?
Yeah, we got like 88 views on YouTube.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, my top three would probably be eating for sure. I love eating.
So these are activities. So eating is an activity
for you. It's an activity. Like, I'll plan time for my day purely
to eat. It's a shame because the things that you eat here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm talking, so you like eating at restaurants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, food.
Or just like fruits. It doesn't have to be anything too special. Mm. Like, I'll plan 15 minutes where people will be like, can we hang out? I'm like, give me 30 minutes. I need to finish this mango. You know? And I'll just enjoy having... And I'll
put three mangoes. You're just savoring it.
Oh, I love mangoes.
Mango juices just
coming out. Mango are probably my favorite fruits. I love mangoes. So,
mangoes are quite succulent. They're like the most succulent
interesting fruit. Choice of word.
No, there are fruits that are non-succulent.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just succulent. Yeah. But yeah,
like mangoes. Pears. Pears dry you out. Have you ever known a guava? Have
you, are good.
They like dry out your throat.
I love all fruits. I do not discriminate.
Like an orange is nice and juicy.
Oh, oranges, bro.
Maybe too juicy.
Apples.
Because like, have you ever, when you eat an orange, doesn't it like spill? I make a mess when I'm peeling oranges.
I'm not a 5-year-old. So I don't think I've ever done that. What, you break the slices and you put them in your mouth?
No, I like to like peel the whole thing and if like I just jam my thumb in.
I peel with my hands. Oranges, I peel with a knife to not make a mess.
Oh.
Because every, yeah, when you peel
that's
with your
a good
hands,
idea. Oranges, maybe I should try hands. A knife.
Oh, great.
Because I'll just like good. Take my thumb and it won't go in, yeah. So I'll like jam it in and then that just like.
I could be wrong. I just said grapefruits. I could be wrong, but I think in Japanese, grapefruit translates to blood oranges, which I find really cool.
I think those are different things.
Are they?
They might be.
But I was reading, I could
not
be
a big fan of grapefruit.
I don't mind it. It's not the greatest fruit, but it's I like it. It's fine.
You need to
grapefruit
add like sugar.
Juice too is really good. I like the sourness of it. Mm. I like sour. Mm.
What about mandarins? Mandarins go hard. Oh, mandarins go hard.
What's the difference between a mandarin and a tangerine? Or do you think they're the same thing? Wait, what's a mandarin? I could be... Am I? I think I'm...
It's like... Okay, Google mandarin.
No. Yeah, I
don't... It looks like an orange, but it's less citrusy.
I don't think I know what a mandarin is. No, I do.
Just Google it.
Mandarin.
Slice mandarin.
Yeah, so it's like a... Then what's the difference between a mandarin...
Can I see?
Wait. It's not searching.
What's okay, so we're looking at... Oh.
We're looking at pictures... Is it a mandarin just a tangerine? Well, I'm going to look this up.
You know what I'm talking about. There's this like white... Yellowy.
What's the difference?
Cute. I don't know, man.
Between tangerine and a mandarin. So, mandarins are generally smaller than oranges and taste sweeter.
Oh, then I'm thinking
their
of the
skin
wrong fruit.
Is thinner and a little looser, which makes the fruit easier to peel. Tangerines have a bright orange color. Their flavor is less sweet and a bit more tart than most mandarins. They're pretty much the same thing.
Same thing. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Okay, how did we get on the...
Passion Fruits, maybe?
I'm not a big fan.
Then what are you
Passion Fruit
about?
By Drake is a good song, though. Okay. This is the most random episode ever.
But I need to know what fruit you're thinking of. Not a dragon fruit, obviously.
Okay. Let me describe it to
describe
you.
Describe it,
okay,
yes.
Okay. So in my childhood, I have a bowl, right?
Okay.
And it's delicious. It's juicy, but it's not like too juicy.
Okay.
It's almost clear, okay?
Honeydew.
Honeydew, يعني بطيخ?
No. بطيخ is watermelon.
Can I look at what honeydew is?
You might be thinking of honeydew.
It's like yellowy, almost citrusy.
No, it's a honeydews are melon. I'm thinking
no.
Okay.
I'll figure it out off pod and come back to you.
Next episode.
Next episode, we'll talk. We might have a guest next episode. We don't want to spoil.
Oh, yeah. Don't
hopefully.
Spoil.
Hopefully we might have
inshallah,
a guest.
Inshallah. Yes,
fingers crossed. Yeah.
No fingers crossed.
Wait, we don't do that?
I don't think so.
Okay, bismillah, inshallah. Yeah. Okay, my question was, what type of traveler are you? Well, I guess you don't know because you've traveled with friends. But are you the type of traveler that likes to stay in the hotel like a boring person or explore to the last second of you dropping asleep?
I'm a mix of in between.
Oh.
Like, I like relaxing at the hotel. I do. I genuinely do. Sometimes at the swimming pool in the hotel, just vibing, you know?
Okay.
But I also... So the thing is, define exploring, because when I go with family, they usually go to like museums and whatever, and I'm just like, I don't care.
That's when I mentioned museum, like I was expecting you to light up, and you're
no,
just like...
No, I'm not a museum
okay,
person.
Okay, fair.
Like, I don't mind going, but if we're spending anything more than an hour in a museum, I will get bored. I will. I'm sorry.
Dude, I've spent entire days in museums. And we won't do this in Marseille, obviously. For the life of me, but I've actually spent like maybe 6 hours in a museum. That's straight crazy. In a row. Like, I'll just read. I'll look at the paintings and be like, cool.
I look cool. And then I go to the next one. Cool. And I'm done with the museum. You know, and I'm like, okay, time to leave. But like my family will be like, and they'll read like the description.
Yeah. And then I'll start Googling it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll
love
that.
Oh my God, you would love my family. Because I like artifacts. Like when we went to Turkey and we're looking at like old masjids, the old mosques. Those are interesting. Yeah, yeah. Those are cool.
So, places, like places of attraction.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like for example, if we were to go to Paris, I wouldn't mind going to like...
The Louvre, but seeing it from the outside.
Yeah. I'd even the go pyramid. Inside, yeah. Yeah.
You have to go to the Louvre.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you leave, dude.
Oh, for sure.
Make a Paris trip.
I'll do a weekend in Paris.
Yeah, do a weekend.
For sure.
Yeah, a weekend in Paris. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then... but yeah, I don't like the museums. Not my vibe.
Okay, if you had other activities, let's say you had like, okay, I'll give you an example. For our Alaska trip, this is one of the coolest experiences I've ever done in my life. 9 dudes, all Saudis, best friends. We traveled to Alaska for 10 days. We flew, obviously. Oh, okay. It was a long flight, like 9 hours from Colorado to Alaska. We stayed in Fairbanks in one Airbnb, like a 6-bedroom Airbnb, for 10 days with the same kind of dudes. Cool. And by the way, Fairbanks has nothing, dude. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So you have to cook. There are no restaurants. There's no McDonald's. You're like in the forest, bro. It's crazy. It's this cabin in the middle of the wilderness. And it was just the coolest experience ever. But we had activities all throughout. So we did do our fair share of like board games and like chilling in the Airbnb, which was so much fun.
But you have to have a group for that.
Like, but we only did that because Alaska sleeps at like 6 p.m. You know?
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Like, everyone's just dead. Like, that's it. There's just nobody there. It's just bears.
Yeah.
But most of the time, let's say you had the option to be snowboarding, snowmobiling, dog sledding, hiking, doing that all day. Would you rather do that or chill in the
Airbnb? No. Activities? Like, fun activities,
yes. 100%. Like, thrill-seeking activities. Yeah. Amusement parks.
I'll definitely do that, yeah.
Exploring the city, like literally walking between streets, trying restaurants, trying street food.
No, that's me. That's definitely me.
And I guess maybe if a family thing, I see why you'd want to relax. But if you're with the homies,
it'd be a different energy. Yeah.
Maybe for me, I stress myself out when I'm solo traveling, dude. I don't spend 1 hour.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm the type of guy who'll check out the Airbnb and like book a flight at the end of the day. So let's say I had an option between a 2 p.m. flight and a 10 p.m. flight.
You'll do the 10 p.m. flight.
I'll do the 10 p.m. flight and just explore
with your suitcase.
With my backpack. That backpack, I've traveled all over the world with that one backpack.
That's so cool.
Living out of like a pair of jeans and 2 t-shirts.
That's such a vibe, bro.
It is a vibe. That is a vibe. I traveled, so I went, I don't know how I'm making so much about me.
One pair of jeans.
I went to 4 states in 5 days. In one fall break.
Oh, wow.
And I hopped on 4 flights.
Oh, wow.
In 5 days. So imagine going to a city. You have 24 hours to explore. I'm vlogging all of this. And then by the end of the day, I sleep one night in an Airbnb. I have to get on a 6 a.m. flight. Like, really early. On to the next city. And then I have either 24 hours or 48 hours to, like, fully explore. Mm. So I stress myself out when I'm traveling.
For sure.
But maybe I'm scaring you a little bit.
Just a little bit. I might cancel after the podcast.
Yeah, just keep you in the hotel the whole day.
Literally. No. I genuinely do want to explore myself. I'm very excited for that.
Marcel. You said it like it was a dude.
Yeah. Oh, like it was a person.
Marcel.
I said it in the most American accent. I want to Marcel. It's like the people that say bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah. I love it when Americans speak French. It's so funny.
Bonjour.
Yeah, you have to add the little like R. Swiss. Yeah, yeah.
And for us Arabs, the gh is like it's effortless.
Not hard. It's not hard, yeah. Gh is like I say gh every day when I'm talking about Salat al Maghrib. So I literally say gh every day least once.
We.
How's Ramadan been so far? It's day
10.
20. Is it? 11, sorry. No. We're leaving on day 20. I'm mixing up March and
Ramadan's been going good. Today, I just feel like, I don't know, man. Yesterday, I didn't eat much. All I ate was like a big tub of yogurt, like a kilogram of non-fat Greek yogurt.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how I do it either.
I eat a kilo of beef. You eat a kilo
of yogurt.
What is this friendship?
I don't even know, dude. We're weird people.
We definitely
are. And then I just ate like 30 dates, and that was it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have time to cook, and I slept. This is my thing, though. I have to work out before iftar, because if I don't, I tend to sleep and then I'll oversleep.
Yeah.
Because I'll set an alarm for maghrib, but I'm so like, between 5 and 7 p.m., oddly enough, is either I'm dead or I'm in the gym.
As you've ever been. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Why is there
it's
like...
It's there's no in between. It's one or the other.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I burnt my rice cooker.
You burnt your rice cooker?
I didn't tell you this. I don't think so.
Like dead? It's
like,
dead?
Like...
What happened?
So I've been using the dishwasher because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Yeah. And apparently, I didn't know my rice cooker was dishwasher unsafe. Like, it was unsafe in the dish. You're not allowed to dishwash it. And so I've been dishwashing it every single day for the past like 15 days. And so it was the day before yesterday. I'm cooking my rice and my meat and I'm just watching a YouTube video while they're cooking, like I usually do, literally every day. And I smell something. I'm like, that's not okay. That's not normal. And I look back and the light on my rice cooker just turned off.
So the rice cooker is inside the dishwashing machine?
No. Like I'm cooking right now.
Okay.
But I mean... Because I burnt through the plate through the dishwashing machine.
Oh.
It made it like... It made
the
it,
coating.
Yeah, the coating is gone, basically. Mm. And so I'm cooking and I'm watching YouTube and then I turn around, the light's off. And I'm like, what? And I open the lid, the bottom half of the rice, black. Black burnt. And I like unplug it, plug it back in, the thing's not turning. It's odd, broken. Oh, so I had to go and buy a new rice cooker.
Oh, man.
But now I know it was 20 euros, not too bad.
Dude, I've been cooking rice. I've been buying Uncle Ben's rice and just
Uncle Ben's rice.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. You should meet him. I just go to Uncle Ben. No, it's from Cuffold.
Oh, okay.
There's just a man called Uncle Ben. And
I go to the butcher and I buy my rice from there. Anyways,
oh, really? Like the basmati? And then you have to like wash that and stuff.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Ben's rice is what I'm saying. I thought that rice is really difficult, but it takes 10 minutes to make.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even wash it, honestly. People tell me I should wash my rice. To me, I'm like, Uncle Ben probably washed it. Comes in a package.
I don't think Uncle Ben washed it.
Yeah, so I just take it, and then I just put it in the pan.
Yeah.
Fill it with water, and then boil it for 10 minutes, and then I drain it with a drainer.
I don't have to do any of that with a rice cooker.
Yeah, I just put rice and water in,
press a button.
Well, I mean, you rebought it, so I guess you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I did want to tell... So part of the reason why I'm not feeling so great... I mean, I don't know. I feel like the fever is coming because I didn't have the chance to eat. And when I feel like I eat less than 1,500 calories, I tend to get sick. I feel like has that ever happened to you you don't eat?
So when I was really scrawny at some point in my life, like borderline anorexic.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'd get sick every other day.
Oh, man.
The second I started bulking, my immune system...
Dude, there's something about eating, yeah.
It's literally, once your body has enough fuel, it's like, I'll function, you know? I can fight off.
I think that's what it was, because I just didn't feel good. But the reason was, we got together yesterday, hopefully without spoiling anything, because
we might be
in the making of making some comedy sketches going forward.
I'm so excited,
I'm
bro.
Very excited. And for you, like, that's actually really cool. So, is that something that you've always wanted to do, or is it more like...
I've always wanted to create content.
Okay.
That's a reason why I became an actor, because in a way I'm making media, you know, and I've just any form of content I enjoy making, Twitch, short films, vlogging,
podcasts.
I love all of this. Truly, I do.
Yeah.
And so these skits is definitely something that I'm excited
for. I think for you, skits are a great combination between content creation and acting.
Literally.
Yeah, because it's comedy, it's writing, it's art.
Yeah.
But it's art distributed at scale. And I think that's changed over time. We're talking about Key and Peele. And what did you say? How many skits?
So we have a group of people that are going to do these skits. And one of the people, I will not spoil names, the skits. One of the people sends in the group that Key and Peele made 298 skits in the past 5 years. He said, we're going to make 300. I was like, that's ambitious. I'm all for it, by the way. Like, I'm not going to be like, we can't.
So we did the math. So there's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
52 times 4. That's, 210.
Times 5.
Yeah. Wait, 250. So 260. So 260 weeks.
Yeah.
And they did 300. They did 298. Okay.
So they're doing 1.3.
So they had 50.
They're doing 1.3 a week.
Yeah, they had 50 weeks to spare. Yeah. I mean, Christmas and Eid and like holidays.
No, wait, what do you mean 50 weeks to spare?
They made 290.
Yes.
They made 290 skits over the span
of 260 weeks.
Oh.
So they were doing 1.3 skits.
So they were making more skits than they had weeks.
Yes, exactly. So there were a couple of weeks throughout those 5 years.
Where you'd make like two.
Where they were making two, yeah.
But I wonder, so if you don't know who Key and Peele is, you're missing out.
You're living under a rock if you don't know who
Key and Peele is. Stop this podcast right now.
Don't stop the podcast. Watch after.
Come back to us. No. Hey, I would gladly lose their attention to Key and Peele.
Key and Peele have views.
They have so many views, though.
They have like millions.
Like some of their skits has like 20 million views.
Crazy, by the way.
30 million.
Yeah. I've had hangouts where me and my friends will rewatch just...
Bro, I single-handedly think Comedy Central, like, made probably the most money out of Key and Peele
ever. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know any other cool thing that Comedy Central has made other than Key and Peele.
Saturday Night Live was on Comedy Central? No.
No.
I like
that. Saturday Night Live is, like, their own thing.
Yeah. I like that. It was fun.
Dude, it would be a dream to be on SNL one day.
How cool
Inshallah,
would it be?
Inshallah, ya Rabbi, ya Rabbi.
Inshallah, one day.
It's possible. It Actors is. Make it all the time.
Yeah.
They could bring you on for a skit.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah,
but yeah. So, no, I'm super excited, man. I'm a big fan of comedy. Put what on your phone?
My phone on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Keeps like
bzzing.
Yeah, bzzing. What?
Bees bzzz.
They do.
Did you know that bees communicate? You told us this.
Oh yeah.
Bees communicate through dancing. Apparently, they also die when they mate, right?
So
for the males.
So the male, as soon as he lays his sperm inside of the queen, they kill him off. I don't know if he explodes or they kill him off.
They it's kill
of
him
the,
off?
It's one of the male, every bee you've seen is a female because the males are made for reproduction and then they die.
The That's animal it. Kingdom, subhanAllah, crazy. Is so crazy and cool.
Yeah.
There's some weird animals. What's your favorite animal?
Are bugs included?
Sure.
No, I'm probably going to choose an animal. My favorite animal is a dog.
But that's which because is a you boring have a bias. Answer,
yeah.
Okay, non-domesticatable animals.
Probably octopi. Octopodes actually is the plural. Did you know that?
Oh really?
Octopodes.
Octopodes?
Yeah.
I thought it was octopi.
No, it's cacti and for a bunch of other stuff like platypi.
Yeah.
Platypus
is probably my favorite animal now.
They're so cool. They're the only mammal that lay eggs, which is already in and of itself
a paradox. Really cool.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
So they have fur and they lactate. So they're considered mammals, but they also lay eggs.
Okay, I was just going to say, though, but...
Harry the Platypus is also...
What are those... in my head, the animals that have fur, they kind of look like beavers, and they swim in rivers together, and they hold otters? Otters. Those are pretty cool.
They're adorable. I love otters. They hold hands when they're sleeping in rivers, so they don't drift apart. That's adorable!
Bro.
They're so cute. And they love, like, affection. Like, I've seen a video of an otter telling a human to pet it. Like, it was doing this with its hand...
Until so, come the on, human come
said,
on, come
until
on.
Until the human said,
go for it, go for it, come on.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
I love otters. They're top 10 most adorable animals, easily. What do you think is the most adorable, like the cutest animal on the planet? Domesticated involved. You can include domesticated animals.
I need to come up with a good, like, probably, honestly, you might hate me for this.
Why would I hate you?
But like a bunny?
That's a good answer. Why would I hate you for that?
I don't know.
Mine is probably like...
Oh, no, a kitten. Kittens by far.
Kittens?
I'm not a fan of cats just because I'm allergic, but like a freshborn kitten. Are we both allergic to cats?
We're both allergic to cats.
Are we the same person?
I think so. We're the same person like 3 years...
We were talking about this earlier on the podcast, but like you're Luigi and I'm Mario.
Yeah, and we were really bummed out that we didn't think of that before Halloween. We could have just dressed up as Luigi and Mario. How funny would that have been, bro?
We have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We have to do it. Inside your we have to build it. No, even here. We just go we're buy a Mario outfit. No, we just walk around.
Oh, just do it like for fun. Not in Halloween.
Yeah, just mess with people in the streets.
Oh, let's so do that.
Let's make a YouTube video.
Please.
Or sorry, like a Instagram. Whatever, dude. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. A skit. Yeah. Saudi Mario and Luigi. Yeah. And we'll do the voices.
We'll be Leith and Michelle.
Who Anna Mario?
That'd be, we need
Nathan Michelle.
Yeah, I was thinking because Mario.
That's like actually hilarious.
I can think of another Lam name for a dude.
Lathan. So you were telling me about Zelda, The Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I said Zelda.
It is the first. It is the first.
I know what it was. When it came out, it like smashed records. IGN's Game of the Year, yeah.
The first, no, but it's interesting because I always say this. The Breath of the Wild is a good Zelda game, but it's not a Zelda game. Because it's a different format. Because every other Zelda game has been story mode. You go into a bunch of dungeons and you fight Ganon at the end. That's always been the case. Mm-hmm. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is the first one with... I wouldn't even call them dungeons. Like, they don't even count as dungeons. And it's open world. So, like, there's no one set path that mm-hmm. you can take.
It's kind of like The Witcher. You could just go about...
So I always say that Breath of the Wild is good, but it's not a Zelda game. Mm. It truly isn't a Zelda game, mm-hmm. you know? And it's really fun, and I need you to play this game. Okay. I have it on my Switch.
Okay, because I'm currently completing The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners.
Yeah, you're talking about
which
that.
Is freaky, by the way. I've never had, like... I'd say a veteran VR player, but zombie anxiety is crazy. So because I completed this level... And apparently this is my listening skills, how poor they are. Because this NPC is talking to me. She's like, oh, my husband died. Can you please go kill him because he's a zombie now? I will repay you with this ring or whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. Just give me the thing. I'm going to go kill him. And I walk into this, it's like a big mansion.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this is happening in VR. So I'm like literally there. I'm in there. And it's creepy. It's dark. And I don't mind that because jump scares scare me. But they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Anxiety is what like freaks me out when I'm like overwhelmed. And so I'm all good. But apparently she tells me, watch out for the bells. And I have a watch on in the game.
Okay.
When the bells ring, that's where the city, because it's set in New Orleans. Okay. That's how they round up all of the walkers for the night. So someone will literally ring the bell. And because they're attracted to the noise, all of the walkers in the city... go to that bell.
Yeah, yeah.
And I completely missed that because I was laughing at this NPC.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, huh, it's interesting how there's this like this timer. I guess I don't know what that means. And I take my sweet time at night exploring this house. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'll take those shotguns. Oh, a spoon? I'll add that to my inventory. I open my inventory. I find a cigarette. I'm like, oh, I put it in my mouth and it works.
Yeah.
It sticks in my mouth.
I love
it. And then I'm like, okay, now I need a lighter. So I searched the entire mansion for a lighter.
Did you find it?
I found it. And I lit the cigarette and it worked. And so I'm just casually... And I'm like, I'm not going to waste a cigarette. So I'm just waiting there, watching as it gets smaller.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Put out my cigarette. Anyways, keep exploring. I kill a few zombies. I look at the timer and the timer rings.
Yeah.
Like it's rung like 3 hours ago in the game.
Yeah.
I peel this apartment upside down, get all the inventory. I'm like, now I'm ready to go. I leave and I literally open the door because I'm like, oh, there were no zombies outside. And then I kid you not, there is 100 zombies waiting for me.
That's I'd actually like,
bro, I'd squealed. And you can't pause this game is the thing. I was like,
I imagine someone walks past your apartment and they just hear you screaming inside.
Bro, imagine you open a door. You see 100 zombies. I immediately close the door, but they storm the door.
Yeah.
And the physics are great in the game. So they like overwhelm
it. That's actually so cool.
Bro, and I'm like running into the mansion. I love
good game design. Like good game physics.
Yeah. Dude, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners is like one of the best VR games ever. Anyways, I'm freaking out. I run up. The zombies are rushing in. They come in the room. I shoot. I don't even... I'm like panicking.
Yeah.
I only have 6 bullets in my revolver. I'm trying to reload. I can't. A zombie's on top of me. He's biting me. I push him away.
Yeah.
I take out my knife. I try to kill him, but they just overwhelmed me. And the knife broke, and then I couldn't reload, and they killed me.
Bro, VR has been an insane experience.
It has been.
I've been using your VR a couple of times. And I don't know if it's similar, but you also put me on a zombie game. Terrifying.
That one is less terrifying because it's almost cartoony.
Yeah, it was
like the
cartoony.
Way they move.
But it's still.
But dude, The
still
Walking
anxiety.
Dead is creepy.
Oh, how realistic do the zombies?
You have to try it. You have to try it.
For sure.
And
I don't wanna.
and the thing is with these zombie developers, man, is like they never give you enough resources.
Yeah, no, they never do. In every zombie game I played, you literally never have enough resources.
You never.
The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
Bro, when I ran away from those zombies and
Resident Evil,
I was literally down to a bottle. I smashed the bottle and now it's like broken.
That's
and
so
I stabbed.
Cool. You can do that?
It's such a cool game.
That's
man.
So realistic.
Yeah.
I actually love that.
Yeah.
Like
the
game design.
The game is so sick. What's actually funny, we talk about video games on this podcast so much that I think Spotify is now classifying it as games.
Actually?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's so funny. I have to go in and change it because it's not a game show.
We're not
show.
A gaming podcast, yeah.
But yeah, we are gamers.
We definitely
but yeah, that was
about,
my
yeah,
my little
the
VR
little
rant.
Rant. Ugh. But yeah, the zombie game you put me on. You just sit on the couch. We had like a get together the other day, and we were all trying the zombie game. And they just hear me screaming, shanking zombies. And I hear two of our friends.
Another one of our friends hit his hand on the door and actually.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was bad management from me. But also, he was being very unpredictable.
We were telling him, don't walk. And he's like still walking around the room. He came to shank a zombie and he has like fight or flight. Like this is real fear in his eyes.
Yeah.
Not that I could see.
Yeah.
And he slams his hand into the door. Oh my. And he's like, ah!
My controller drift went up 30% after that.
Did it actually? No. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought he actually ruined the controller. Yeah. But yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah. And then...
Yeah, I was just going to ask... sorry, it's a bit of a tangent, but you said you watched Good Will Hunting today?
I did. So I've been watching Real People movies.
Yes,
I've been
thank you. Seeing, recommended.
I think
you should do both is what I'm saying. Like, okay. I should watch more animations. I'm missing out.
You are.
I need to get on anime. And
yes.
Maybe not anime. I'm a hypocrite because you tried to get me on and I've been really bad with it.
I've been listening to the recommendations. So I watched last week, or no, the beginning of this week, I watched Whiplash, the drumming anime with J.K. Simmons.
The drumming anime.
Sorry, not anime. I'm so brainwashed. The drumming movie with J.K. Simmons.
Yes.
Such a good movie. Easily top 10.
Mm-hmm. Again, don't pause the podcast.
Do not
pause the podcast. But Whiplash needs to be on
the list. If you haven't seen Whiplash, it is a masterpiece. You need to watch Whiplash. The cinematography was really good. The actors did phenomenal.
Talk about J.K. Simmons.
And I don't know what the drummer's name is, but he was...
Miles, the name of the character.
His name was...
I think Miles Teller. Yeah, Miles Teller is the actor.
Oh, the actor, yeah.
Yeah, Miles Teller.
Incredible actor. I think he did better than J.K. Simmons in this movie.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Did the scene where he's literally bleeding from the amount of...
So... And you can... No. I was like...
I have a friend. Shout out to Aziz. My friend Aziz has watched Whiplash 8 times. That's how much he loves that show.
I've seen Ant-Man 7 times. That's the only...
The OG one?
The OG one.
Is that been a good movie? I'm trying to remember.
Paul Rudd. He did really good.
Paul Rudd is awesome.
I love Paul Rudd. I didn't know Paul Rudd was in Friends. Did you know that?
I did not know that either.
He's the husband of one of the girls in the show. Like, he marries her off at the end of the show. Spoiler alert.
Paul Rudd is great. I liked Ant-Man. You know what's really crap, though?
What?
The latest Ant-Man. Ant-Man.
Oh, terrible.
Dude, I walked out of that movie.
Garbage.
And I was disgusted.
Me and my friends are watching it on TV. We turned it off like 30 minutes in. We were like, this is just not enjoyable.
I almost walked out. I've never walked out in a movie in my life. Yeah. Never. But I almost walked out.
That's actually...
And I was like, I was... At that point, by the way, I literally... Now that I think of it, it's a good thing. That was the last superhero movie I watched. Of my own accord. To be fair, I watched Aquaman 2 with my family.
Yeah.
But...
How was that?
It was not bad. It was not bad. But like after Ant-Man, I'm like... I was done with Marvel. I was like, Marvel, khalas. Get out of my
life. The Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is really good, though.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But that was pre-Ant-Man, no?
Was it? I think it came out after, did it not?
Volume 3.
That's why I was like, Marvel, like, their quality. I thought their... I went in expecting it to be a trash movie. It was really good. Volume 3 was really good.
But that's the thing with Marvel, man. It's such a cinematic universe, big cinematic universe right now.
Some of their movies
are good. It really depends on the writer. Yeah. One is the writer. The writer needs to be good. And two, the director.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are some terrible Marvel. Yeah. Wasn't like Madame Web just made and like that? Dude, that got like a 4 out of 10 in IMDb.
That's hilarious.
They've been like flundering.
The Marvels came out, I think.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about the...
so bad. Like their revenue is terrible.
Yeah. We were talking about the Bob Iger, Nelson Peltz case. The boardroom
For the Disney last episode.
Yeah, and I just remember news. I forget what it was, but like it's reached to the point where people are taking sides. You know?
Yeah, I would too. It makes sense, and we're rooting for the underdog, right?
We're rooting for the underdog. Restore the magic, dude.
Restore, bring back old bring Disney, back please. Old Disney. Yeah. I'm rewatching like old Disney movies.
And I remember the news. George Lucas, so the guy who made Lucasfilms, which is Star Wars.
Okay.
He literally wrote Star Wars.
Yeah.
He made all of Star Wars. He's standing by Bob Iger. He's saying, hey, I believe in Bob Iger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when I went to Disney World, the Star Wars section is so cool.
Was that in Florida?
No, I did the
California. Oh my God. Isn't it so cool? One. What I loved about that is that like it's so immersive that even the people that serve you are wearing those costumes.
Yeah,
like when you go into the restaurant, it's space themed.
You'll see like Boba Fett's just serving you like food.
It's crazy. I remember drinking like this weird like blue milk smoothie or something.
Oh my God. In the California one, I'm so sad that we weren't able to go to this restaurant because it was the line was too long. Yeah. Me and my sister wanted to enjoy the rides and whatever. Mm-hmm. It was called Pam's Lab. Pam from Ant-Man. And all the food was either shrunken or enlarged. Like they just, pretzels as big, like a 2 foot long.
And you can eat them or they're just
decoration? Yeah, no, no, edible food. It's like this giant pretzel that like a family would share. And you see like the dad eating from this side and the mom eating. So cool. And then a giant smoothie that comes in like a big cup and you just get to share that.
Bro, you know what's so cool. You know what's really sad? I feel like inshallah when I have kids one day, I'm going to have more fun than my kids going to Disney World.
Oh yeah, for sure.
1 million. I would be like, God damn it, I have to take care of this little critter right now. I just want to go on a roller coaster. Yeah, I just want to
ride the rides. God dang it.
Like, I have to sit in the kids section. When are you going to grow up, man? Grow up faster.
Yeah. I think I'd take my kids to Disney World when they're like old enough to ride like roller coasters.
You know? No, but come on. You want to have them experience that magic. Yeah, because I Okay, they have to walk. I don't get parents.
Oh, no, no. Who takes their baby? But I'm sorry. Don't take your baby. If they're sub 4 years old, they're not even going to remember it. Don't
I think at that point, you're the one that's having fun.
Oh, yeah. But still, you have like a little baby to take care of. Yeah.
Like, find a babysitter and just have them take care of. Alone,
yeah.
Like, don't babysitters are wild, bro. Is that a thing in Saudi? Do we have babysitters? They're called just called
sitters?
Grandparents. No. They're just called grandparents.
Grandparents. Or like full-time nannies. Sisters. Yeah.
But like babies, dude. Would you trust your kid with another human being? Yeah. Let's say you'd had like a one-year-old baby.
I know families that have done like nannies to take care of babies. Literally one-year-old babies.
But temporary or do they hire
them? They live in the house, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they hire them, yeah.
And they can just leave them with them?
And they just leave them with them.
Sure.
Like the moms have work and whatever, so they'll go to work.
It's kind of freaky though. It's kind of freaky.
It is.
Because you never know someone's intentions.
Exactly. Life, you literally
like
never
know. Like maybe they're not going to harm them, but you don't know what they're doing. They might just do some like weird stuff.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't. Yeah. But I've heard of it happening. Like I'm not saying it's not unnormal. It's not like what's the opposite of normal? It's not weird in Saudi, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's more of a long term, but in the West, there's this concept of hiring someone temporarily.
Oh, literally hiring.
And sometimes they're like high schoolers or like college kids.
But high schoolers, they usually like your child has to be like I wouldn't trust a high schooler with a 2 year old, you know?
Yeah.
When you're hiring like a high schooler, they're taking care of like a 10 year old or a 12 year old, you know?
Which is crazy. Like, why would I listen? Why would I listen to you? You're just like 5 years older than me. You know, like go away.
Yeah, no. When I was 10 in America, my little brother was 8, and my mom had to work because we were living with my mom. So my dad and my two sisters were living in Saudi, and my mom went to America for a year for work, and so me and my brother went to study there. Mm-hmm. I did fourth grade. My brother did second grade, and in that period, my mom obviously has work, so she'd hire a babysitter. She hired this college student. Her name was Linda. She was studying law. Linda, if you're watching this, shout out you. She was really cool. She drove in this really cool Mustang that like a convertible.
Okay.
And so every time she'd take us out to go rent a movie from a box office. Do you remember those?
Oh yeah. The red boxes. Blockbuster.
Yeah. We did the red box. Yeah. And so we'd go and
like
get the
machine.
CDs.
It's like a vending machine.
Yeah, we'd get the CDs and we'd come back home. Oh. And she'd always like open the convertible. And I, as a 10-year-old, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. So shout out Linda. She was a law student.
And what would she do while you're at home? She just study law, probably.
No, she would chill with us, hang out, literally,
like actively do things with you.
So we had three babysitters throughout the year. In the beginning, we had a Mexican lady named Sophia. Her English was really weak, so we couldn't communicate very much.
So she'd just hang out.
She would just sit there, like
make sure you're not being an idiot.
Yeah, she was like a babysitter, and she would also clean the house.
Okay.
So while she was taking care of us, she'd take care of the house or whatever. And then after her, we got James. Mm-hmm. James was the coolest man on the planet. He was so fun. Like, when I was younger, I was like, I want to be like James when I grow up, you know?
What made him so cool?
I don't know. He was just vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he'd buy us Gatorade, me and my brother, and we'd chill, and he would play, like, tag with us. He was just, you know, have you seen Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
Do you know the dude who spins the signs?
He's that energy.
He was that dude's energy. Okay. Just the chill dude.
Just like chill.
Yeah, I loved
pizza
James.
Guy, pizza delivery vibes, long hair.
And, and he worked at a restaurant, and he'd take us there every now and then for like free breakfast, which was really cool.
What a guy.
But then he got like this gig like on a TV, like a news thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he quit the
babysitting.
Yeah, he was like, unfortunately I'm gonna have to, and we were like really sad. Me and my brother were like, no, we miss James.
Dude, that's actually a great side hustle.
Yeah.
Is to just that's what people do. Yeah. They dog sit or they babysit.
And then the final one was Linda, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
That's such a cool job, man. I feel like I would be a good babysitter.
I hate kids.
I see.
But I've been told I'm really good with them.
I think you are. Yeah, but my thing as a babysitter, I think I would just, I'm so like ADHD, like businessman, work hard, play hard,
that I just like sign this contract saying you will not cry past 9 p.m.
No, like not even that. Old. I wouldn't overmanage it. I would just do my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like on my laptop trying to make money online while they just run around, and I'd like occasionally look over. Is he burning himself? Hey, stop that. I'd basically do what their parents do.
Yeah.
Being normal. Literally. You know?
Yeah, because once I have me and my cousin were chilling, and then our younger cousin comes in, and he like, he makes a mess of things, and I like scold him, and like, go talk to your mom. I don't remember exactly how it happened. And then he leaves, and my cousin looks over to me, and he literally tells me, it's a shame you hate kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's a shame that you don't want kids in the future and that you're like, you're against that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're really good with kids.
I think I can see that.
And I was like,
yeah,
I don't care.
Man, Picasso said, all kids, all kids, what?
They're similar. That's because they had a dog.
Kids and dogs?
Yeah.
Bro, you did not just compare kids
like
to dogs.
Like, obviously, a kid's a bigger responsibility.
To be fair, to an extent, like a toddler.
Yes, I think to an extent they're similar.
Dogs are kind of easier to work with.
Oh, no, for sure. I love dogs way more. They don't cry every few
minutes. Bro, babies just cry.
They just cry.
And like they don't stop crying.
What's the fun of that,
that's
like a dog I train.
I've heard dads talk. I've heard dads talk in comedy that they find out that, oh yeah, kids cry and then they don't stop crying.
Yeah.
Like literally till they become adults.
They just don't stop crying. Yeah, there's no like.
They lied to you.
Yeah.
You think that they stop crying, but they don't.
Yeah, I've been told they stop crying after 4.
No,
11-year-old cousins that still cry.
My younger brother still cries. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I cry. Well.
But not like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't throw a tantrum.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
I think crying and tantrum is different. Like, you can cry. That's fine. Like, if there, I know people that in the midst of like arguments, their emotions like overpower them and they cry. That's fine. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not throwing like a tantrum, like what's the difference between me yelling with tears and me yelling without tears?
A good tantrum is kind of fun though. I feel like toddlers have the blast when they become the tyrant of the house inside.
Start throwing pillows on the floor.
Yeah, and everyone gets pissed off.
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah, I'm getting to them.
take me back.
Oh, we were talking earlier about how we need to get thobes for Eid.
Yeah,
yeah, we definitely should, but.
I'm disappointed in you, Hassan, after that. Please tell me what you told me. Thing.
For me.
So I told Hassan, I'm going to call my brother to take, because he lives in Saudi, to take one of my thobes that still fit me, because I haven't grown any taller, to the, what are they called?
Tailor.
Tailors, yeah, that's it.
Khayal.
Yeah, because I was thinking Arabic.
Yeah.
To the tailor to just see the measurements and make me a new one, please, inshallah. Yeah. Right? And I need it now because Eid's in 21 days.
So when
days,
I arrive,
weeks.
It'll be nine days to Eid.
Yeah. When I arrive, it'll be 9 days to Eid. 5 days from my arrival, it'll probably be done. You know? Yeah. And so Hassan's like, why not just do it when you're there?
Yeah. I was like, I'm good.
I was like, Hassan, we're going to arrive 9 days before Eid.
I'm like, no, it's fine. I do this every year. And you're like, what do you mean you do this? I'm like, oh, okay. So here's how it goes. I show up to my tailor, usually like 5-6 days before Eid because I'm a procrastinator.
Insanity, 7 days. By the
okay.
Way.
Maybe 8 days if I'm generous.
For reference, for people that don't know what Eid is, no tailor is free 15 days before Eid. Like day 15 of Ramadan is when tailors start saying no more, like, well, we won't take anymore.
Because hundreds of people come in and they want a tailor.
Hundreds of people are asking for thobes for Eid.
But I've worked with this guy for like 6 years. He lives in Khuzama. I go to him. He's a good guy. Rikn al-Arab 3?
I don't know the name, but you said
it's a Yemeni guy.
I think we might have the same
short guy, a bit fat. He works with his son.
No, fat might be throwing me off. I have like a really scrawny Yemeni guy.
Anyways, such a kind dude. God bless his heart. And honestly, this has happened when I'm a good negotiator, I realized. So as a kid, I'm this like 11-year-old tyrant. I woke up to the Eid shop, and this happened before in the past as well. The Indian guy is like, oh, how can I help you? And I'm like, I need a thob for Eid. And it's like 3 days until Eid. He's like, psh, no way.
Get out of here.
I'm like, no. No, but I need it. And he's like, yeah, but I can't do it. I'm like, okay, listen to me. How much do you charge? And he says like, oh, you know, 200, but since it's overpriced, I'm not doing any less than 300. I'm like, all right, 220. Here's the deal. You're going to do it. And like, I would just go back and forth. I would bar, he'd go, no, no, 250, 260. And I'd pay like 230, for example. And he'd get it done. And until then, I just started doing it. And with this guy, the poor guy, because I can see him like calculate in his head that like how much time it's going to take.
For the audio listeners, I am shaking my head right now.
But I'm like, please, please, it's Eid. I can't go without a thobe. And I basically just guilt trip him. That's and then he'll look at me and he'll sigh. Crazy. He'll look at his son, his like 10-year-old son who's been working probably for the past 5 days. And he looks at him, can we do it, Dad? And his son looks at him, he's shaking his head. He's like, please, Dad, we can't do it anymore. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, yeah, this is happening. Please. And yeah. And then he eventually relents, and I don't pay him a single real.
That's insanity to me. Okay. I'm sorry.
To be fair, I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Now that I am a grown adult.
Quote unquote, stopped doing that.
Quote unquote, stopped. you did give me a great idea to actually call him, though. Yeah. Because he has my measurements. Yeah, now they've evolved. They actually have a system where they have like your measurements. So yeah, I'll ask my brother to pay.
That's actually so funny. I'm so excited for Eid. I am so glad that our vacation lies within Eid because I really wanted to spend with family.
Man, I haven't
been... Eid without family? I'm sorry. It just doesn't seem the same.
And I've... 4 years, I've had Eids without families living in America. Do you
not have like a vacation at the same time?
Usually not. Usually it's exams. Sucks. Dude, doing exams during Ramadan while fasting... Sucks. Bro, I've done 4-hour exams, 4-hour accounting exams, and had to break my fast mid-exam. How sad is that? It's crazy, right? Had to go till 10 p.m. and then all the stores are closed, so you don't really have time to make an iftar. And it's just, Ramadan abroad is crazy.
Yeah.
But to be fair, Eid was a lot of fun. It's
been really nice here, though. I don't think we've had any issues. It's been. Because they've been accommodating
all along. Yeah, because they understand. Well. Yeah. But there, I'm like, I'm a student in a Western uni. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't.
And I even tried to tell my professors, hey, professor, can I, like, I'm fasting. Can I change my.
Like, we do not care.
He's like, no, it's a 300 person lecture. You can. I'm like, can I at least bring food and water to? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I have my little dates. I take my little day. I drink my water, and then I'm doing accounting. You know? Math is fun, bro.
Math is fun.
Are you a fan of math?
I love math.
I wasn't a fan of math. I remember being
When I'm bored. Sorry, I cut you off.
No.
When I'm bored, this sounds so nerdy, but sometimes I just look up equations and do.
What type of math do you do when you're bored?
Simple math. Like the most fun is arithmetic. To see how quickly I can do simple math. Like just. Multiplication, division.
Oh.
And sometimes I add like more, like I'll do.
I have a cool game for you on the iPhone. It's called Mental Math Cards. And essentially, there's addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. So the basic arithmetic, but it's based on levels.
Yes.
And so it'll give you a timer. So 2 minutes, it'll count down, and you need to try to get a high score. And it's basically cards where it'll randomly generate like 347 plus 125 equals what?
And then
you have to do it in your head. You can't use a calculator. Yeah. So it's mental math. And I got addicted to that game when I tried to break into consulting and investment banking because you need to have super fast mental math. And I got really good, man. I placed in the top 10% of my age category. And then I lost it all because it's a muscle. Yeah. It's literally a muscle.
It is.
I'd like to challenge you. You'd probably beat me to death, dude.
I don't think so. I think my skills have gone down because I haven't been working on
it. I'm really good with multiplication.
Like I'd have to warm up, yeah.
I'm a hack at multiplication. I suck at division. Division is hard, bro.
Fun fact. Did you know that division and subtraction don't exist?
They're the one and the same?
No. Like, they don't exist because the only reason they were implemented into the educational system is to simplify... So subtraction is negative numbers. That's literally what it is. You're adding negative numbers.
Okay.
So like 5 minus 2 isn't 5 minus 2. It's 5 plus negative 2. Yeah. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
And division is just multiplying by fractions. So 10 divided by 2 is 10 times half. 10 times 0.5.
But to say that they don't exist.
They didn't exist. They existed to simplify.
So you're telling me when people were doing math pre-algebra... They just never subtracted. I'm sure they did in their heads. They'd go, the caveman would be like, all right, I have 5 apples. All right, so I'm going to give 2.
But I'm talking numbers wise. They like, I was reading about it.
It makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like the history of it.
Yeah, subtraction began yeah. to simplify negative numbers, and division began to simplify multiplying by fractions.
But that's the thing about human beings. I think we just like rudimentally and fundamentally do math in our heads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like primally speaking, it's built, and even animals too, like dogs, it knows the difference between an empty bowl of food and a full plate of food. Yeah, like if that isn't math.
Empty and full, like half a bowl and a full bowl.
Yeah.
Like I've seen dogs get mad when you put like
half. Yeah, because in the head they're doing the math. Like, yeah.
They're like, that's not as much as I usually get.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I watched a video, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast before, of an ape that can play Minecraft.
I've seen that. And no, we have not talked about this on the podcast. Insane.
Did we watch the same video?
No. It definitely is the same.
It like learned how to use a touch screen. Right? It's a monkey. Yeah. Wild. So monkeys can do math.
Oh, yeah. No, there's even alhamdulillah. There's even have you seen the videos of the monkeys doing the number game?
The like memorization.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where it'll show you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, mm-hmm. and then it it removes all the numbers, and they remember the 1 to 10 in mm-hmm. order.
Bro, I refuse to believe that. I think they're monkeys better than me. I think monkeys can speak. They just don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah, for sure.
I see that YouTube comment all the time. Yeah, and it's hilarious.
And I agree with it every single time. They can just do everything.
They have thumbs. They can open jars.
I think them having bro, monkeys, did you see, there's a video of a monkey messing with a cheetah. So it's like, there's like a vine / tree. It climbs down, it slaps the cheetah on the head, and then it climbs back up. And the cheetah's like standing, and it's like...
It doesn't know what to, because it can't climb. It's not a puma.
Yeah. And so it's like pissed. It's looking up. And the monkey's just like looking down, and then he'll look away, and then he'll go down and he'll smack it again, and they'll go back up. Like,
they're evil, by the way.
They're evil.
Like if demons were in animal form, it would be a monkey.
No, if demons were in animal form, it'd be dolphins. Dolphins are the evilest creatures on the planet.
Oh, because they get high on puffer fish.
No, dolphins beat up sharks for fun. Like they gang up on sharks.
How do you beat a shark up? As a dolphin.
They group up on...
And bite them?
Like, they like kick... They use their tails to smack them.
Do you think that hurts?
Definitely, because sharks start memorizing where dolphins are and they avoid those areas.
But I imagine in the water, velocity is slower because there's friction.
It definitely is, but they probably know how to handle water. I don't know. They know how to hit in water. And they
but
also,
I'm just imagining it's, like, slower. It's kind of a slap definitely. More than it is a blunt blow.
No, they've killed sharks before, from what I've read. So I don't know how they do it exactly. I'm probably making up the smacking.
Yeah.
They might bite. I don't know.
Yeah. When I imagine dolphins, I imagine teenagers, dude. Like, they're just gang. Oh, yeah, like, just like...
Literally.
Yeah.
And they also do very, like, unspeakable things that I probably could not say on the podcast. But they are evil.
Really?
Way more
evil.
Which
is crazy because...
Monkeys. Way more evil.
Because when you think of dolphins, you think, oh, they're all happy. They're laughing. No. They're doing their little dances in the fountain.
But the thing is, they're smart.
Mm.
And with smarts comes the ability to be evil, you know?
That's so true, dude. Yeah, dumb people are generally like, not that I'm smart. Like, real dumb people, like people who, you know, are like really, really dumb. And it's not like they're just like low IQ people.
They're dumb, but they're himbos. They're so kind. They're himbos. They're so kind. They're just
hanging out. They're like Forrest Gump.
Exactly.
That's a thing. That's a real, like Forrest Gump is a real thing.
Yeah. And so I think the smarter you are, the more capable you are of doing like bad things. That's why all villains are like really geniuses.
And I think the smarter you are, generally the sadder you are sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you know how like smart
Rick
people like to get
into that. Yeah.
Yeah, they like to get into their own head and they're just like philosophizing about how terrible the world is and how terrible they are. And they just turn into cynics and nihilists.
I think you might be a little hungry because you said philosophizing instead of philosophizing. What's the word?
Philosophizing? Philosophizing.
Philosophizing. Is that a word?
Philosophizing.
It sounds so fake.
Can we Google it?
So, philosophy is a word. 100%.
Yeah, and I was like, philosophizing.
Yeah, but you said falafelfizing, which is really funny.
Falafels are great, bro.
How do you spell philosophizing? To do that, you'll need to turn off airplane. Okay, I guess not.
What are you making for iftar today?
I'm going to look at the same old. Rice and meat. Is philosophizing a word?
You could have just looked up philosophizing.
No, but I
know. If it is, I'm the coolest person
ever. You are. I just find it funny that you said falafel. So philosophizing is a word.
It's such a cool word, right?
It sounds so fake, though.
Hey, how is this a word? I was just sitting the other day and I was philosophizing.
my existence. That's crazy. That does philosophy. Okay. Stop.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah, with that word. Too much fun. Yeah. But yeah. How hungry do you think you get? Like, I think in Ramadan, I think about food way more often.
100%. Like, I was thinking about food when, now that you mentioned falafels, I'm like, okay, falafel, shawarma. Oh, I'm so excited to have shawarma when I go back to Saudi.
Yeah.
But I'm also less excited than I usually am. Like, now that I've been eating healthy, I think I'm now falling into what you, because lately I've actually been starting cooking.
Yes.
And to be fair, I'm really boring. All I'm cooking is rice and chicken with veggies.
That's all you need.
But my body's like kind of liking it and getting addicted to it.
My body loves what I eat, by the way.
Like, I've had rice and chicken for the past week and almost week and a half, and I don't want to change it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like rice and
chicken. I stopped craving.
And I'm saving so much money.
Yeah. So my mind financially is happy and my body is happy.
Yeah, like right now, if I saw a shawarma in front of me, I can't believe I'm saying this, old Hussein, fat Hussein. I don't think I would be enticed. Like right now, obviously I'm fasting. But like, you know what I mean? Like if I had the bowl.
We make homemade shawarmas at home. So, and it's like better than any other shawarma. So.
But what I'm saying is if I had a bowl of previously, dude, I could finish like two shawarma arabas, 22 piece arabas. Really am. Dude, my brain is going haywire.
It's this fasting.
It's a fasting.
We're breaking down. Fasting is actually very interesting.
Podcasting while fasting and philosophizing and... I'm trying to make a tongue twister.
Yeah, just continue the sentence.
Okay, just stop. Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. What were you saying?
I was saying I could finish two shawarma arabis, like 22 pieces. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, down it with the fries. But right now, my body's craving healthy food.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if camera people, you can tell, but I've lost a lot of weight.
You definitely have. I can tell.
I'm thinning out.
If you can't see it, you're lying to yourself.
And you're lame. I'm excited to maybe post.
Judging people for not seeing you how you want to be seen.
Yeah, I'm a narcissist, dude. Look at me. No. I'm excited to kind of show a before/after once I'm done with the program in France.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that. 9 months of you just steadily losing weight. Just
fasting. And just seeing like how a person can transform.
I think Ramadan definitely been helping, you know?
Oh, 1000%, dude. Like your intermittent fasting.
What is... Can you explain that to me? Because I don't think that's a thing. Okay. Is it not... So I just want to explain what I thought it was. Because every time someone's like intermittent fasting or whatever, is it not just you eat as many calories as you need and then it doesn't matter whether... So for example, let's say to gain weight, I need 3,000 calories. Whether I eat 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 throughout the day or I eat 3,000 in one sitting, am I not going to gain weight?
You will gain weight.
Okay, so what is intermittent fasting?
Intermittent fasting has nothing to do with the amount of calories that you... It doesn't have... So generally speaking, when you intermittent fast, you go for a set amount of time. Usually it's 6 to 8 hours minimum of not eating.
Not eating, so you can drink water. So it's not
you can drink water, you can have coffee, you can have tea, as long as it doesn't have calories or it's food. So basically,
coffee doesn't have calories?
No. Yeah, coffee doesn't have calories. Like black coffee.
So like not a Starbucks coffee. Like,
No. I mean, I guess technically you could, but you're not supposed to. Yeah, if you want to intermittent fast, the real way to do it is just coffee.
And what does this, how does this benefit you?
You're narrowing down the window that you can consume calories, generally speaking, you're going to consume less calories and be in a calorie deficit. So let's say for me to cut, I need to be at 1,600 calories, which is currently what I'm at, aiming for. To do 1,600 calories, it's way easier for me to do that in a 4 hour, 6 hour window than to have 24 hours. So let's say you sleep 8 hours, you have 16 hours to eat. If you fast for 8 of those hours, you only have 8 hours.
8 hours to finish your
food. Yeah, and plus, you notice this in Ramadan, your stomach kind of shrinks.
So I'll never benefit from this bulking.
No.
Okay.
No, people who are, generally people who do intermittent fasting, either do it for the health benefits or to lose weight.
I thought it benefited
metabolism. And for me, it's very, very effective. And the other thing with intermittent fasting, dude, my focus just goes crazy. Anyone who's done intermittent,
But you seem less focused during fasting.
Well, that's just because I don't drink water.
Oh, so no water, no coffee. So your brain's literally off.
But Hussein, on no breakfast and then a coffee, and then like 10 hours in, like midday, I'm cooking, bro.
I've never tried that.
Because that's why people fast. Back in like the Kung Fu days. Why did I just say that?
Kung Fu days. Please clip this. Please.
Kung Fu. And I say it in the most. I say things with utter confidence.
Yeah, that was full confidence. I love that.
Back in the Kung Fu days, monks.
Yes.
They just fast because they're like all thinking and meditating. Monks are
the coolest humans on the planet. I want to put that out.
They are, dude.
They're so cool,
bro. Not to be disrespectful to any like Buddhist, but all they do is just breathe, bro. It's sick.
Yeah.
They breathe and meditate. They just exist. All day. They just breathe, and they find enlightenment through that. Nirvana, heck yeah.
They're just vibing. They're just
there. Dude, Kung Fu is also the coolest martial art. It's just unfortunate that it doesn't work.
Does it not?
It doesn't work.
Because Kung Fu Panda would say otherwise.
If Kung Fu worked, everyone in MMA would be training Kung Fu.
Yeah. There are a bunch of martial arts that work, but people like doing different things.
There's never been a Kung Fu champ in the history of the UFC.
Ever? Oh, that sucks.
And also in all the like kickboxing championships, like Glory, it's never Kung Fu.
But kickboxing is kickboxing, no? Why would you do Kung Fu?
Well, Kung Fu is strikes. Yeah. Kung Fu is a striking martial art. It looks cool, though.
It does.
I feel like I'd want to learn Kung Fu just to do it in movies.
Yeah.
Like, because I realized that, like, yes, I am an amateur Muay Thai fighter. I'd say I'm intermediate to advanced. But that doesn't really look cool on camera.
It's just you punching and kicking.
It's just you punch. Yeah. It's effective in real life.
Oh, yeah.
You can murder people, sure. Knock people out, break their ribs.
The style points are definitely like Kung Fu, karate.
The spins taekwondo. Of Kung Fu, the jumps, the sweeps.
Oh yeah, I watch Baki.
And the
Baki,
sounds.
I watch Baki, which is a martial arts anime.
Yeah.
And so there's a character called Retsu. Okay, I almost forgot his name. Yeah. And he's a Chinese fighter who studies Kung Fu. He is the coolest fighter.
Yeah.
And it's very effective in the anime, but I'm pretty sure in real life it wouldn't be the same.
I'm sure it does help, to be fair. Like, yeah. No, listen, don't get me wrong. People might get offended. People who practice Kung Fu, I'm sure Kung Fu works on the average untrained human being.
Oh, definitely.
But if a Kung Fu dude went against me, I'm sorry, dude. Because I can put him in a clinch, bro. Yeah. He's not going to know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to just clinch him and knee him.
I think if you can do what Retsu does in the anime, you'll be a good fighter. I don't know if that's Kung Fu or that's unrealistic.
What does he do
in the anime? I don't know. I can't even remember like his fighting moves, but he
no,
has.
No. To be fair, like now that I'm thinking of it, like a dude who's like there are no belts in Kung Fu.
He carved a boulder with his hands.
So he just took a mountain, like a big rock.
Like he took, a giant rock and made it a sphere.
And just
like,
punched it.
Yeah, punched it until it was a perfect sphere.
Yeah, that checks out. Steve from Minecraft would agree. He's like, yeah, that checks out. That checks out.
Yeah, which is really funny.
Yeah. But I really do think a Kung Fu guy, because he'd have more than likely a chance. Any martial arts, dude, I've been like judo thrown by a guy who does judo.
You can do drunken fist and he'd still be.
I think that's a division of Kung Fu.
Is it a division of Kung Fu? I thought it was like its own martial arts.
That's Jackie Chan's thing, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, because that's like what Police Story is about. I've been watching a lot of action movies, but I want to watch that.
Have you seen... I don't want to cut you off. I just want to
listen. Yeah, no, it's
okay. Have you seen Rush Hour?
Yeah, of course. Okay. As a kid. Okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I might have to reach over. I mean, that's what made Jackie Chan Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Not Eddie Murphy.
No. Definitely.
Chris... No, who's the other black fella who plays across?
Yeah.
Can you look him up? Just look up...
Cast of Rush Hour. That'll be the second name. Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
That's his name.
Sorry, what happened to him? He just...
He disappeared.
No.
You know, Jackie Chan didn't know how to speak fluent English when he did the Rush Hour. And so there's a couple of bloopers where he says stuff like incorrectly, where... There's a part where he holds a gun and he says, cheese! And they're like, they cut because it's freeze, not cheese.
Wow. That is incredible.
Hilarious.
And to go from that to winning an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. After 300 movies, by the way, which is insane.
300
movies. He got an Oscar after his 300th movie.
Do you know what he won the Oscar for?
No.
Was it for best supporting actor?
I have no idea. I will not.
Can we look it up?
Okay. I love how half of our podcast is us looking stuff up.
Yeah.
How... Oh.
And it's always Siri, too.
Yeah.
Just Oscar.
What was Jackie Chan's Oscar? Should pop up. Jackie Chan Oscar Academy 2016 has received an honorary Oscar.
Oh, it's an honorary
Oscar. Is it? Honorary Oscar winner, yeah.
Still, it's kind of cool. He deserves it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like he won it for best supporting... but still.
Yeah.
He's Jackie Chan.
He's Jackie Chan.
Come on.
he's one of the most known actors, if anything,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've met someone who doesn't know Jackie Chan.
Worldwide?
You know?
I think, okay. So, like, most popular worldwide series, we'll end the podcast with this. Most world-known movie stars.
The Rock.
The Rock.
For sure.
Okay. Jackie Chan, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is the highest grossing.
Yeah, Leonardo movie DiCaprio, star. Obviously.
No, I wouldn't put DiCaprio there.
Everybody.
I think DiCaprio. If you went to a village in India, rural India,
they wouldn't know any of those names.
Yes, they would. They would. They know Jackie Chan.
Rural India.
Yeah.
A village.
They would. They have Bollywood there. They go to theaters.
I think they know DiCaprio. Who hasn't seen the Titanic, bro? Everybody knows the Titanic.
My uncle. I see. Here's the thing. I'd give you a think about traditional Saudis.
Okay.
People who don't know how to speak English, who don't really watch movies. If you went to them and said, do you know who Jackie Chan is? They know who Jackie Chan is.
They know Jackie Chan. I don't think they know Tom Cruise.
Because I think they know Tom Cruise. Didn't know Tom Cruise.
I did. I just didn't know his name.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio are on the same level. When it comes to numbers, to fame, to popularity.
But that's what fame is. Because, bro, Tom Cruise, and when I watched that YouTube video I told you about, like his 20-minute video, he's literally driven more worldwide. He grosses more than he grosses in America. Can you believe that? Which is great. I mean, I guess the world is bigger than America.
Yeah.
But the fact that he is driving, like with Top Gun Maverick, not the new one, the old one, Top Gun. Man, people all over the world in the 80s went to go watch Top Gun. And they knew who Tom Cruise was.
It's a good movie.
But at that time, I don't think people knew who DiCaprio was.
But the Titanic. I think the Titanic alone.
I think if they see his face, sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But name-wise. But like Tom Cruise, you say Tom Cruise, and you imagine the action stuff.
You might be right. Who else?
So, okay, we got...
So The Rock for sure.
The Rock is only recent, by the way.
But I'm talking like, right now if you ask people.
Our generation, our parents' generation, The Rock. But before that, they wouldn't know.
My grandpa knows The Rock.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
But yeah.
Who else?
I think those are it.
Those are like Kevin Hart, probably. He's reached that stage now.
I don't think he's as big as The Rock, Kevin Hart. Mm. He's definitely up. He's famous.
But he's definitely the most world-famous comedian. Like he'll sell out arenas.
The other one that you were talking about,
Joe Rogan.
No, the black comedian,
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, is he not more famous than Kevin
Hart? I think Kevin Hart sold out more in terms of like Kevin Hart does like a world.
Like I'm not falsifying what you're saying, is what I mean.
I might be incorrect, but for me, what I've seen, at least in the past 10, 20 years, no one has matched Kevin Hart in the amount of shows that he's done worldwide.
Yeah,
and he sells out stadiums.
Bro. Yeah.
Stadiums as a comedian, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like imagine being in a 50,000 person stadium where they play soccer, where they play the World Cup.
Yeah, and you're just there.
And there's just a man telling jokes
in the middle. That's actually hilarious.
It's amazing. It's literally really cool.
Who else? I don't know. I can't think of any like no names are popping in my mind.
Maybe like Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Arnold, yeah, for sure.
Arnold is up there. How did we forget? Sorry, Arnold.
But I don't think, like, if we're thinking, like, rural I don't think people would know.
If they saw him, they'd probably...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that goes for a lot of actors. Like, if they see him...
But in Europe, for sure.
Arnold. He is European, is he not?
I will close with my Arnold impression.
Is he Austrian?
Or? Yes, I'm from Austria. We haven't done impressions on the show. We must do them.
Yeah.
It's not great.
You sound like Arnold if he was like
Arnold back in the day.
No, like if he was younger, maybe.
He was younger.
Like I'm talking like 16-year-old.
How many Olympias have I won?
Five
Olympias. That's actually whoa.
It's insane.
No, but wait. Now that I'm thinking that Chris Bumstead
is on the level of Arnold.
No. I refuse to believe that.
I don't. Chris Bumstead's amazing.
Chris Bumstead is amazing. I love him, and it's. But he also won Classic Physique, which has only been around for 5 years.
Wait, who are we talking about now?
Chris Bumstead versus Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What did Arnold win?
The Olympia. There was only one Olympia.
Oh, okay.
There was no classic. Yeah, men's physique and class.
You're right. You're absolutely
right. Yeah, no, men's physique, classic, and then the open. It was always just the open.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is, like, really cool. Honestly, like, the fact that Chris Bumstead, it's only been around for 7 years and he's won five or six of them. That's sick. Like, literally, five of them.
He's winning his sixth one.
I'm saying he's winning his sixth, inshallah.
I really want him to end it on a win and then just retire.
I would be very happy.
Because if he loses this year and then retires, I would be obviously proud. He's still fakham. He's still, by fakham I mean he, like, he's still badass, you know. But it's just, how cool would it be to like, khalas, I won my six.
That's it would suck for him to lose. It would. He should go like, out on top the way Habib went out on top.
Yeah.
30 exactly. And 0, salam alaikum. 29 and 0.
At worst, he'll get second, I know. But like,
I can't imagine it though.
I can't imagine.
Chris Boomstead.
I cannot imagine Chris getting second place. I'm sorry.
Even though Roman Damone?
Roman Damone, I think.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is his last name. Just in case. Ramon, he's an incredible body.
He's insane. He has the coolest forearms I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
And the even upper body, I think he lost just to the legs of.
Oh, Chris's legs?
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We're 9 minutes over. We've been going over, but
we keep going over every year.
You're just trusting me, and I just like,
yeah, I truly do trust you. I need to start timing.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you for watching.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Leave suggestions for what you want. We're fasting. I'm so sorry. Leave suggestions for what you want us to talk about next week. Hopefully, we'll have a guest next week. Inshallah.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for it.
Yes.
Expect it on Monday. Inshallah.
And thank you so much. Bye. Bye.
Bye.